practical advice for raising children that are tech savvy.
我们今天的题目是养育科技时代孩子的实用忠告。
Can you guys hear the translator? Can you turn on? No, it's the other one. This is mine. Okay, and so this is our topic today. Obviously, we're talking about social media. We'll talk about video games and texting, phone usage, screen time, things like that.
所以我们谈的很明显的是有关社交媒体、电玩游戏还有简讯这一类的电子仪器。
So what I wanted to start first with is a question.
首先我要问各位一个问题。
And it's something that we can all discuss together.
这个问题我们大家可以在一起讨论。
So get into a group of three or four.
所以请各位三个或四个位家长成为一个小组。
And let's think together, what are some of the pros and what are some of the cons of having all this technology in the home?
我们来考虑一个思考一个问题，在你看来家中若是装置有科技和社交媒体的设备，对家庭和孩子而言有何利弊得失。
So why don't you get into group of two, like three or four or two, and then let's have some dialogue on that, okay? So if you're an English speaker, obviously you need to find another English speaker unless you want to try Chinese, okay? It seems like there's a lot of pros and cons, isn't there?
Yes.
Right?
So, 似乎是大家都同意，有利有弊，有得有失。
Okay. So, give me some pros. Let's talk about some pros. How about the back?
所以有大家觉得有什么利？
利
有什么得？
得。举手，最后面。
没利没得。
没利没得。I don't believe that's true. How about over here, pros?
So pros are they're using it in school.
Okay.
It's when they learn how to use it at home, they're able to use it in school and helps them get information quickly.
Okay.
Access stuff.
Okay, good. So, 我翻译一下 right?
因为在学校都在用电脑，所以在家里用电脑的时候还是不用电脑。
Okay, good, good. How about this, Ruby?
我们有讲到这个就是跟着Access information.
Okay. Access information.
Quickly, 就很快可以找到需要的 information.
That's right.
那个刚刚讲的 GPS.
That's right.
The direction 很方便。
Directions good.
Yeah. 然后可以 current.
Oh, stay current.
Stay current.
News. So is it current for news or current for technology?
A lot of things. 就是说你现在最新方面的这个研究啊什么的
Got it.
都可以看得到。Good. 但是呢如果我们不知道怎么分辨是非善恶的时候有时候假的新闻不对不正确的动作就是说啊什么都可以治癌症啊什么可以
That's right, that's right.
都是假的、
okay.
不是没有证据。
Okay, so in English, that's saying also it's good that we can stay current, but she also says sometimes it's so much information, you can't filter what's true and what's false, what's fake news. Everything can cure cancer, right? Okay. Okay.
这个跟小孩子沟通哈是 text 很方便
Okay.
但是话很短真正 face to face 的时候讲话就
Okay, that's good. So texting, you could communicate with your child with texting. It's very convenient. But then your words are very few. And you're actually not talking, right? Face to face, good.
我们也是有两点。刚刚是一个就是学习上的知识上的学习是很广的。你可以学很多东西像他们讲的一样。然后另一个是现在很多家人和朋友都分散在各处那要保持联络的话那样也很方便像他们就会知道你最近生活状况假如像 Facebook 当然大家知道你有 post pictures 这样子
OK yeah so the pros are stay connected with relatives friends far away FaceTime Skype right and so you can actually stay current with everybody OK that's good how about some consWhat are some cons of the technology? That's not Li or the other one, the.
有些什么弊，有些什么失，或有什么坏处。
失 cons. Let's okay. So what are some cons? Yes.
可以很方便，然后 post 很方便，可以学到很多好的东西。
Okay, I'm saying cons. Yes.
很方便可以学到很多坏的。
Oh. Ready for that, 对不对？Okay, so yeah, you can learn a lot of good things, but the con is that you actually learn a lot of bad things on the internet, right? Okay, good. What else? What's another con? How about up here?
上瘾。
上瘾 addictions.
Yeah.
Okay, addictions to what?
Games.
Pornography. True. Pornography 是那种色情的。东西 right? Okay. What else?
眼睛不好
Okay, 对眼睛不好 right? How many Chinese and Asians do you see with like glasses? Thicker and thicker, right? What else?
Relationships tend to be shallow.
Yes, relationships. 人跟人的关系越来越浅 Right? Good. What other cons?
刚刚我们有讲到那这样小孩子就不会去外面跟其他的小孩互动
Yeah, kids don't go out to play anymore, right? When we were young, my skin was dark, I'm outdoor all the time, I learned every sport. I don't like to stay inside, 我不喜欢留在里面家里面小时候长大我们都是在外面玩But now, kids don't want to go outside. 太热了, it's too hot. I don't want to go outside. I want to play video games. So, 我们现在看到, so we see in our youth group, the teenagers growing up, 越来越瘦, 越来越白, more and more skinny, more and more white. They're all, or 越来越胖, and 越来越, but 都是白, they're all white, and then they're all hunched over.And they have one strong muscle, their finger. right? 只有一个强的肌肉，只有他们手指头 Right? So we see a lot of cons. Any other cons?
A lot of mannerism. 就是说人与人之间接触的时候会有一个礼貌什么的。那网络上有时候根本没有人控制你。
That's right.
你命的话也没有人管你。
That's right. Online, there's no rules for how you behave.So there's a lot of meanness online. And we're going to talk about that today too. 因为那个是叫 there's a name for that. That's called what? Cyber bullying or also trolling. 这个句 trolling, it's being mean online, even to your friends. Okay? Trolling, 大家学习这句大家说 trolling. And how do you say in Chinese? Trolling is?
就是恶作剧或者是甚至挑衅
OK 英文是 trolling Yeah, that's trolling It's easier And then cyberbullying 是
就是
法律
欺霸凌啊，大的欺负小的，强的欺负弱的，软硬的欺负软的。
OK。Wow, very technical. That's good. So let me show you some statistics.
我现在跟各位讲一下一些统计的数字。
The amount of time children spend with mobile screens have tripled since 2011.
从2011年到2017年，年龄在八岁以下的孩童花在移动式荧屏前面的时间增加了三倍。
Okay. And since 2011, when only 50% of homes had mobile devices, now 98%, virtually all households have mobile devices, or at least one.
在2011年，只有52%的家庭至少装置有一台移动式的电子仪器。
Okay.
可是在现在有98%的家庭有。
This is across the United States.
这是说在美国境内
across rich and poor
是包括贫穷人包括富人
but in Asian families
但是在亚洲家庭里
do you have one device at home?
你只有一台移动式电子仪器吗
Juso, who has two devices?
谁有两台
okay? Who has three devices? Raise your hand. Okay? Who has four devices at home?
谁有四台
Uh-huh, that's right. Who has five devices at home? Right? Who has a device on their watch, right? Okay?
还有手表上也有这样
So it's way more than one. Okay? And so you have...Children under 8, that's 0 to 8 years old.
所以我们谈的是八岁以下还不的孩童。
Okay. What this means is we are changing fast as a society.
那么这个意味着我们的社会正在有很大很剧烈的
It's changing so fast that you are going to have a hard time keeping up.
因为改变是如此的快速，以至于有的时候我们似乎还跟不上时代。
And because you can't keep up, that's why these problems are increasing in your children.
那是因为父母赶不上这个潮流，以至于家庭中的问题就产生了。
你们听得见翻译吗？
Yeah.
Okay. Is it loud enough? I feel I'm super loud, and there's not loud enough there. It's okay. All right.Today, teenagers spend on average of 4 to 6 hours in front of screens and devices.
今天青少年每天花在荧屏前和电子仪器上的时间平均是4到6个钟头。
Okay, that does not include school.
这个还不包括在学校。
This is outside of school hours. That's the average.
这个指的是在学校之外的时间。
Okay, so is this 好还是坏 Is this good or is this bad?
所以你们觉得这是好还是坏？
坏。
Well, how do you know? See, you say 坏, but maybe it's 好, right?
Yeah.
But how do we know?
但是我们怎么知道呢？
Right? 59, almost 60% of parents feel that their teens are addicted to their devices.
有将近60%的父母认为他们的青少年儿女已经上瘾了。
How many here have teenagers? 举手一下。Raise your hand if you have teenagers.
我有青少年。
How about tweens? Almost teenagers. Okay, that's me, right? Okay. And how many of you think that your children are addicted to their mobile device? Right?
如果你觉得你的儿女已经上瘾了。
In this survey, guess what? 50% of the teens.They agree that they themselves are addicted.
对这样的调查结果，50%的青少年认同父母的这个看法。
I've worked with youth, probably youth and children over 25 years.
我有将近25年的时间，我是从事青少年的工作。
We used to talk about how much time you watch TV and movies.
我们以前谈的是你花多少时间看电视、看电影。
Now it's at another level.
现在呢，完全不一样了。
5 years ago, they asked me to come to talk about technology.
5年以前他们要求我谈科技。
I came to talk about computers.
那个时候我谈的是电脑。
And computer usage.
还有使用电脑的问题。
Now we are talking about computers on your hand, computers in your pocket.
我们现在谈的却是你手口袋里头的或你的手表上的。
In our youth group, even at church years ago,
在教会的青少年的团体里头，几年以前，
we have young boys who already at seventh grade have used the phone that their parents have given them and they access pornography.
我们有发现有只是七年级的孩子他用他父母给他的手机来去看色情网站。
So I give talks about pornography a few times a year.
所以每一年我都要有几次的时间跟青少年谈一谈色情的问题。
But every year the age of exposure to pornography goes down.
但是每一年这个能够看到色情网络色情的孩子的年龄相对的越来越往上。
We talk about video games. We talk about technology usage with them.
我们讲科技，我们讲电子游戏等等。
And they themselves admit.
他们自己承认。
They cannot control themselves.
他们没有法子控制自己。
I don't know how to stop.
我不知道该怎么停。
That's what they say.
这是他们自己说的。
They know they play too much video games.
他们自己知道他们玩得太凶了。
They don't know how to control themselves.
但是他们却没有法子控制自己。
One boy said,
有一个男孩子说,
My mom and dad yell at me for playing too much on my phone.
我的爸爸妈妈骂我说我在手机上玩得太凶了。
Every day.
每一天。
They yell at me.
他们都向我大声地呵斥。
They take away my phone.
他们把我的手机拿走。
And then they give it back.
然后他们又把手机还给我了。
And they still yell at me.
但是他们还是照样的每天训斥我，不该玩那么。
But they said I already know that.
但是这个孩子说，其实我已经知道了。
I know I'm playing too much.
我知道我玩得太凶了。
But I wish they told me how to control myself.
但是我希望他们能够告诉我怎么样能够控制自己，不要玩得太凶。
This boy felt bad.
所以这个孩子他觉得很难受。
But is it his fault?
那你们觉得这是他的错吗？
I think it's a responsibility of parents.
对我来说，这是父母的责任。
The mobile device, like we said, can be good, and it can't.
就像我们刚才所发现的，移动式的仪器可以给人带来好处。
And it could be very dangerous.
但是也可能带来很大的危险。
I think about it like a car.
我想就像车子一样。
A car is very useful.
车子当然非常有用。
But if you don't know how to use it, it can be very dangerous.
但是如果你不知道如何开车的话，那么这个车子可能给你带来危险。
Many of you would not even think about allowing your child to just go and drive your car.
你们当中有很多人想都不敢想，会让自己的孩子自己就不会开车就。
You wouldn't give them the keys to your car.
你不会随便把你车的钥匙给你的孩子。
Because it's dangerous.
因为你知道那个很危险。
But you know that this is dangerous.
但是你也知道手机其实也很危险。
And yet you just give it to them.
可是你却就随便的把手机给你的孩子用。
See, the car is not dangerous.The car is not dangerous when you're trained to use it.
如果训练有素的话，那么开车并不危险。
The mobile device cannot, won't be dangerous if they're trained how to use it.
电子仪器不会造成任何的危险，如果它被适度的、适当的使用的话。
For a new driver,
对一个刚刚学会开车的人来说
，You're not just going to train them. You're going to give them boundaries and limits.
你不仅仅要训练他们怎么开车，同时你要设下一些规定。
You're going to say you can't drive that far yet.
比方说，你会对他说，你现在还不能开得那么快。
You can't drive by yourself yet.
你还不能单独开车。
Until you spend enough time and I trust you.
你要等到你花了足够的时间练习，而且等到我信任你以后。
Then we're going to give you more room.
那我们会容许你。
Today,
今天,
I'm going to give you some of these practical advice to think about.
我要给你们一些比较实用的忠告，让你思考。
And since VBS is really for 0 through, what are we, 8th grade, I'm going to focus on that age range.
因为我们的暑期圣经学校是为
零到八年级，
零到八年级而设。
Okay.
所以我的年龄层是主要是在这个 这些年龄的孩子。
所以 ，so if you want to talk about teenage use, that's another level.
所以如果你有兴趣的是青少年，那是比较不一样的。
And we could talk about that if you want to talk about that one day.
所以如果你要谈的话，那也许我们以后再找机会来谈关于青少年。
When I talk to our youth,
当我对这个我们教会
青少年
说话的时候
，I did my own poll of them. I did 我自己反问他们了 ，right？他们一些问题是 texting after bedtime.
所以我做了一个调查，一个问题是三更半夜发短信。
They also know how to hide internet history.
他们也懂得怎么样隐藏互联网的历史。
I don't know if that's the right Chinese. I just Googled this. 他们上的东西，他们都可以躲起来。Okay? They know how to do that by the time they're teenagers. They have addiction to technology.
所以他们对技术、对科技沉迷了，上瘾了。
They know how to hide apps and files.
他们也懂得怎么样在手机上把他们的 APP 藏起来。
So when you check their phone,
所以当你查看他们的手机。
If you have one of those children,
如果你有这样，如果你的孩子是这样的孩子，
you won't even find it what they're really doing.
你根本就不知道他们到底在做些什么。
But I won't talk about that tonight.
但是今天这不是我今天主要的信息。
I will share with you later.
以后如果有机会。
No. 等一下。
等一下，我再跟你分享。
Some of their feedback, our youth group's feedback to me to say what I said, what would you say to parents?
所以
等一下要不要听？
我问你、
yeah.
等一下。
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you translate right? Okay, first thing, we have to have wise limits.
第一，我们要有智慧的设限。
We have to know that we have to set the boundaries and limits for our children. Keep thinking about the car example. When I was thinking, God gave me this picture of the car.
所以请你们记住我刚才给你们的那个开车的比喻。
Right? It's a perfect picture.
所以那个开车的比喻很适用于。
You have to train your child. You have to set limits and boundaries for your child.
你应该训练你的孩子，你应该给他们一些限制。
Okay, and I'm going to have us think about three different things, three pages of things.
我有几个问题，我想要请各位思考一下。
And 这个是让你们思考一下，就是 I'm not giving you, I don't feel it's my place to tell you exactly what your rules should be in your house.
我觉得我没有这个权利，也没有这个能力来告诉你们你应该怎么定你们家的家规。
But I will give you things to think about. Okay, is that fair?
Okay. 但是我可以提供一些问题 okay, 让你来思考一下。
How do you set some rules and boundaries, some limits?What is the amount of time your kids are allowed to be on the internet or an electronic device?
第一个问题，你想一下，你的孩子可以上网或者使用电子仪器的时数。
Have you thought about that before?
你有没有想过这个问题？
Weekends only?
比方说，只是周末吗？
A set amount of time each day?
比方说每天有固定的时数
Right. Have you thought about how much time are you going to allow them?
所以你要允许他们花多少时间在网上
Would you give them the keys to your car and say, go, wherever you want to go?
我们回到刚才的开车的比喻，你会不会把车子的钥匙给你的孩子说不管你开到哪里去都可以。
Yeah, I don't know when you're gonna come back, so there's no boundaries. Go. You'll never do that.
你绝对不会让你的孩子想开到哪里就开到哪里。
How much time do you are gonna give them? You give them the time.
所以有关电子的仪器，你应该想一想，你允许他们花多少时间。
Okay, I'm gonna keep moving on. Second, so you take a picture if you want. These are your notes. I saw a lot of people already taking pictures. Take a picture.Second, what time can your kids go online?
第二个问题是你的孩子可以上网的具体时段。
Okay. In the morning before school, can they go on their device?
他们上学，早上上学以前。
Okay. In my house, no.
在我的家里，我不允许他们这么做。
They can use my phone because sometimes my daughter wants to check the weather.
他们可以用我的手机，因为我的女儿有的时候想。
She doesn't like to be hot.
她不喜欢太热。
So she will check it and say, "Oh, okay, today I can wear shorts."
所以她要知道天气如何。她
Can they use and go online after their homework?
还有你或者说做完功课以后才可以。
After they shower before bedtime.
或者洗完澡以后。
You have to plan the boundary of when they can even touch the device.
所以你需要给你的孩子们一些限制。
Okay, especially you think about our little children. That's what we're talking about.
特别是当你想你家中有小孩子的时候。
Okay. Third question.
第三个问题。
What are the types of things that they can look up?
他们在网上可以看或者可以查阅或者可以做的事情的种类。
Are you giving them email?
你让不让他们用电子邮件
？Can they chat?
他们可以不可以跟朋友聊天
？Do research? Obviously, that's easy for homework. You can do homework all day, right?
你或者是查询跟学校的功课有关。
Listen to music.
或者是可以不可以听音乐
？Watch YouTube.
或者是看 YouTube,
social media,
或者参加社交媒体上。
These are the things that you have to set for them.
这些都是你的一些你需要给他们设下规定的事情。
I asked some of our youth before.
我问了我们的青少年。
Did your parents set any boundaries for you to chat with friends?
你的父母有没有规定跟朋友聊天有没有做出什么规定
？What do you think the answer is？
你们想他们的回答是什么
？No。
他们说没有。
Never。
他们说我的父母从来没有限制我跟朋友聊天。
That's your responsibility。
这是做父母的责任。
Who are they talking to? Who are they texting？
你应该知道他们跟什么朋友聊天。
Right。
他们跟谁？
These are questions for you to think about.
我所提供的这些问题是让你思考的。
So, I want you to share in your group right now. What are some of the rules that you have already set up for your household?
所以我现在想请各个小组来讨论一下，你家中已经定了什么规定？
And is it working?
那么这些规定有没有用？
Because some of you say, yes, I've set rules.
因为有些人，你们中间有些人可能说，对，我们家中已经定了一些规定。
But why is your child still addicted?
但是为什么你的孩子还是沉迷于网上的
For some of you who have never thought about rules, what are some rules that you might want to think of today, right now, as you talk in your groups? Maybe you could think of some rules that you could start to boundaries to set for your children.
如果你从来没有想过要在家里定什么家规，那么也许现在你可以想。
Okay, so let's talk for like 2 minutes.
我给你们两分钟的时间来讨论。
Only two. I'm not giving you guys a lot of time.
只有两分钟。
Yeah. So.Nobody has any good rules. But did you notice, 你们有没有发现, did you notice that every household is a little bit different? Did you notice that?
Yes.
Okay.
你们发现了每个家庭其实都不太一样?
See? Every household's rules is going to be different.
其实每个家庭本来就应该他们的规定本来就应该是不一样。
That's why I didn't tell you what to do.
这就是为什么我没有给提供你一个固定的答案。
I just told you that you have to have wise limits, set rules and boundaries early.
我只是给你一个大原则，就是你得及早在你的家中定立有智慧的定力。
Because we all know that every child is different.
因为我们都知道每个孩子其实也都是不一样。
And every parent is different.
每个父母也都是不一样的。
We see that.
我们看过。
So your rules have to be different. Your boundaries have to be a little bit different.
所以当然，你们在家里所设立的规定、设定的也当然应该有所不同。
What may work for another household may not work for you.
某些规定对一个家庭而言很有用、很有效果，但是在另外一个家庭里头实行起来就不是那么有果效。
But what is the most important thing when you set your boundaries?
但是当你定了家规之后，最重要的是
，What is the most important thing to having wise limits?
你觉得有智慧的设限最重要的是什么？
It is to stand by your rules and enforce them.
关键是要切实的执行，绝不。
That's most people's problems.
这是一般人很多人的问题。
You set the rules.
你定了规定。
You don't follow them.
可是你却不切实的执行。
You set the rules, but you don't explain it to them.
你定了规定，但是你并没有。跟孩子解释为什么有这些规定。
You need to teach a child how to drive a car.
你应该教导教你的孩子怎么开车。
You need to teach a child how to use their devices wisely.
同样的，你应该教导你的孩子怎么使用。
Okay, make sense? 听懂吗 ？Make sense?
所以我说的有道理吗
？All right.There's other ways that we can protect our devices, though.
还有别的，我们管制我们的家里的电
视
机的。
You have a responsibility to block certain websites.
第一，父母有责任封杀某些网站。
This is not that easy.
这并不容易。
Because by the time they are teenagers,
因为当他们大到青少年的时候
，They know how to get around the systems. They do.
知道怎么样来
绕过去，
来破解，来绕过去这些。
They break the firewall. They know how to break that later on. So, but this is important to start when the children are young.
所以要趁孩子还小的时候就要这么做。
And you have to tell them if you go that way, it's dangerous.
而且你要告诉他们，如果你不按着我的话去做，是很危险的。
Okay. If you go in that direction, it will have consequences.
如果你往我不要你往的那个方向去走，你。
You also want to restrict their downloads, what they can download. You want to restrict that.
还有他们要下载什么，你也需要加以限制。
Do you know how to restrict a phone?
你知道不知道怎么样限制他们用电话？
Do you know how to put a restriction on an iPhone?
你知道不知道怎么样？
Okay, I'll teach you. You want to learn?
我会教你怎么样限制他们用电话。
I had a 17-year-old.Living at my house for 6 months.
有一个十七岁的孩子在我家住了半年。
I learned very quickly how to restrict, put a restriction on a phone.
我很快就学到了要怎么样限制他。
You want to learn?
手机，你要学吗
？Okay. First, you go to your phone settings. 这叫什么？
设置
That's right, whatever. 设置 设置
设置
That's what I said, 设置 When you click ching 这个 Press this And then you'll get to this And you go to this What is this?
General
Yeah, how do you say in Chinese? I know how to read English
一般
Yeah, 一般
Bye.
That's what I said. Ching this button, okay? Then you will see this word, restrictions. Oh, restrictions. Okay. Ching this. Ching means push it. And this. Ching, ching, ching. And this. Okay, restrictions. And then what happens? Then you go to a page like this. Enable it. Enable it. Yeah?
开启.
开启 你的 restrictions and you'll see all of this. And then you put 你的 密码. You put your 密码 number right here, boom. And you don't show your children. And it should not be your address. Because they will figure that out. And you will see how many times they try to break the passcode. You'll see it. The next time you get the phone, you'll see if it'll say 20 times. And then you can have another talk with them, okay? After this, you'll see this. 你可以allow什么东西, what you can allow. Safari. I turned off Safari. No internet. Unless I give you permission. You could use internet on the computer, which is next to our dining room, kitchen. Public computer. 你要用网上的话, 我们的规则是有一个电脑在我们的饭厅里, 你在那里用。 我不准一个孩子 自己在房间里面, in their own, I will not allow a child in their own room, 在自己房间里面, have a 电脑, to have a laptop or any computer. If I won't let a laptop in a computer, why would I allow this? Right? 你要上网的话, if you want to go online, then you go on the public family computer. This is off. Right now, it's on. So 你要清一下,
请这个按一下
You push this
要滑
Okay, 滑 You have to slide it Then it turns off When it's not green, it's off Okay? So I slide that off That's what I do Camera Okay, okay Camera's okay? Okay FaceTime Okay I turn it off Okay iTunes Store 你可以自己买东西吗? I restrict downloads No Store, books, no store books. Reading is okay, but not books. Oh, 这个很重要. Installing APP, 你可以自己去选哪个game你要装吗? No way, slide off. 不是 no way, every household is different. I said no. Deleting apps, yeah, I let them delete. 你可以买这个 purchase inside the apps? No. And then it's the 等等, okay? Do you understand? Okay? You can put a restriction on the phone.
Okay. 所以这是我家的规定，但是每个家庭可以立他们自己的规定。
Okay. So with your children, they need to know I am blocking these things. I am putting roadblocks so you can't go there.
所以你当你限制什么的时候，你要告诉你的孩子。
They want to know why.
那他们一定会想知道为什么。
他们小的时候, when they're little, they're like, oh, 我不要看那种东西, 色情东西, I don't want to see it. But you have to explain to them, it's not just gross, 不只是恶心, 以后你会想要看, 以后你可以上瘾, you have to warn them, later on, you can become addicted to this. It is like, it is very dangerous. You have to explain that to them.
也许他们还小的时候, 他们说我们对这个不会有兴趣，但是你那个时候就要跟他们解释，你现在没有兴趣，可是当你稍微大了以后，可能你就会对这个有兴趣，而这些对你是不好的。Okay,
this last point here is you need to begin to talk to your children. 我们刚才讲, we were saying that 在网上有这种欺负, right? That's called what? What is it called?
Trolling.
大家说 trolling.
Trolling,
right? So we need to talk to our children about trolling, that people are going to be mean to you online.
所以我们可以跟孩子谈一谈网上可能遭遇到的情况。第一个就是恶作剧，甚至于挑衅。
And you need to warn them about online bullying.
还有你要警告他们，可能他们会遭遇到霸凌的情况。
And when they get older, you need to warn them about what is this? Sexting.
那他们年纪稍微大了以后，你要警告他们，可能他们会碰到某些人会使用露骨的图片或者文字来进行性方面的挑逗。
Do you understand sexting? 就是在 text 上面写来写去说 哦，清理，或是哦，我在摸什么东西，我在做什么东西 ，all that kind of stuff. Okay. Guess how young some of the youth are already doing that.
你们猜一猜，有人在多年轻的时候就这么做了。
Sixth grade.
六年级，有人跑到六年级的时候就这么做。
Because some parents give their child full access to their phone at sixth grade. Can you believe that?
因为有些父母在他的孩子还只是小学六年级的时候，就让他们自由的使用手机。而不加以任何的限制。
Do you want to hear from our young people?
你要不要听一听我们教会的青少年是怎么说的？
These are not all the young people.
我指的不是我们教会的所有的青少年。
I asked, who wants to talk to me?
我问他们谁愿意跟我谈。
All the young ones?Don't want to talk to me about this.
比较小的，他们不愿意跟我谈这些。
So these are our more mature, teenagers that have grown up.
所以只有是那些比较年纪比较大、比较成熟的。
And they said.
说的这些。
And they said.
他们说。
God help me with this.
神帮助了我。
Okay, so these are all Christian youth.
我谈的是那些。
Okay. This is our 青少年 group. This is our youth group, okay? This is our last year's retreat. They said, I'm just going to say English and Chinese, okay? Most parents don't even know. 大部分的父母根本都不知道, okay? They don't understand technology. They don't understand social media. 他们完全不了解这事情。有一个女孩子, one girl said,哈哈 Snapchat 我妈妈只会用那个照自己根本不了解 Snapchat 真的用是给什么东西还是啊跟一个小孩子一样是照自己哈哈 That's so funny They don't even know the dangers of Snapchat Right 男孩子 They said the guys The most easy is to get addicted to games 他说小男孩子最容易是上瘾打电动 打这个 games打这个游戏的这个
电动
女生呢最主要是 For the girls it's most important about texting and talking to people Girls like to talk and text and stay in contact with their friends 我说 What do you guys 对不对所以女孩子最容易上瘾是什么 Texting Texting 怎么讲简讯And they just like to talk, 点线点线点线点线点线点线点线。And they like social media. 如果他父母给他们 social media 的话 they are on it like wildfire. Okay? 可是他们说大家 everyone can get hooked to binging YouTube. Binging 是什么意思 ?YouTube, 你们知道吗 ?Okay? YouTube, binging 是什么 ?Binge 就是说我停不下来了。Binging is like, you know, you watch YouTube, and then it's like, oh, next, 还有什么东西可以看，对不对？你们都有这个问题，对不对 ？Right? You all have the problem. You see next, and you watch that. 时间到了。Next. 3 hours passed. You spent 3 hours watch what? What are you doing in 3 hours? 你们做什么？看大家做什么东西？做菜。抠耳朵 People look at that 你知道吗 People 看哦抠耳朵觉得好有意思看了三个小时抠耳朵 3 hours of picking ears Some young people do that Maybe you right? Maybe 他们是从父母学来的 Okay so I said What would you warn the parents I asked them What would you tell the parentsNumber one, don't recommend a phone before high school. 意思 for this, a phone, 意思是说 you give them full access, you give them internet, social media, everything before high school. But 有一位说 no, I don't agree. Okay, but most of them said, yes, that is crazy. Especially parents who don't know how to train them. It is dangerous. okay? The kids think, okay? 哎，听这个 ，okay? 孩子们 ，okay? 所以这是他们的 recommendation 是说，孩子在 high school 之前不应该有一个电话 with all full access， 就是可以上网，可以social media。Help me。
社交网。
Don't let them have that. It's too much. They don't know how to use it. 第二，孩子们以为有电话是他们的
权利，
不是他们的
特权。
哎，这个是一个青少年说的。You need to let your child know this is not your right. You don't have a right to a car. You don't have a right to drive.I pay for this phone. This is your privilege. 我们家里，在我们家 in our house, we make this very clear for anything. You have to earn your privilege. You don't just get a privilege. 我们家里是，你翻译一下这个。
哦，我们要让孩子知道。
No, 我家。
在 Alex 的家，这些不是他们的权利，孩子不是理所当然。就拥有那些东西、
right.
而是父母给他们一些特殊的
That's for anything
每一件事情每个东西我们家都是这样
With, we say this With trust comes privilege
我们跟孩子说、当我们给你某些特殊的、特权的时候同时、
No, 你一定要我们一定要先信任你才有这个
特权。
你一把你的信任降下来，我们对你的信任降下来之后 ，you lose your privilege。
所以，如果我们对你失去了信任，
right.
那么你也就不能再享受、这个。
青少年说什么 ？Parents need to explain that。他们说父母们一定要跟孩子让他们了解这一点 OK, you see that? Wow, 青少年 our youth group said that And they said this is very wise This is also what I did to the 17-year-old with us I start with restrictions But as they earn my trust I loosen it and I give them less restrictions 对不对？所以我跟这个十七岁的青少年在我家里的开始也是很严，我是从很多的 restriction 开始，可是他们 once they earn
一旦他们获得了我的信任
，then I loosen the restrictions。
那么我慢慢的就让他们有更多的。
And they said, don't get just mad all the time.不要只是常常在生气，你们需要 talk with them, explain to them calmly. This is what our youth said. Don't just always yell and get mad. Talk to them, explain to them, have conversations. Okay? Let them know why they get a phone. 大部分 why do you give your child a phone? Okay, to text you and to say, oh.I'm gonna come pick you up now. 我现在来接你了。你在哪里 ？OK, 好。That's the real reason for communication. It's not for addiction, right? You have to tell them that. 青少年说的 ，OK， 他们说，青少年 ，children， it's too easy to get addicted to a phone. Our young people said that. The parents need to know. 我们青少年说，这些父母需要知道。孩子太容易上瘾了，一定会出问题。可是问题不只是说 no， it's not just saying no， it's training them。了解吗？ Do you understand that？ Okay， all right， take a picture， good， 好。第二，最主要的 is wise modeling，
有智慧的当孩子的榜样。
我劝你们 I really encourage you stay involved with the technology with them
自始至终要参与 你的孩子的活动。
Who is their model?
谁是他们的榜样？
You.
你。
Not people at church, you are their model.
不是教会里的人，是父母。
How many times do I see parents at restaurants?
有多少次我在餐厅里头看见父母当父母的一直在看他们自己的手机。
What do you think a child is going to do?
那你觉得孩子那怎么办呢？
When you come home from work,
你工作了完了回家。
All you do is sit in front of a computer.
你自己就坐在电脑前。
What are they going to learn from you?
那你的孩子呢从你这儿学到什么？
Stay involved.
所以你应该参与。
Okay, 很快的。I'm gonna go real fast in this, okay? So you gotta help me, we're gonna go real fast. Okay, sure. Okay, 第一，这是我的 top suggestions.
这是我极力建议你去做的事。
大家一起读好了。One, two, three, go. Do things with them together. You gotta learn that your child is looking to you.
你要知道你的孩子在看着你。
They want to do things with you.
他们真的想要跟你在一起做一些活动。
So two, here's a suggestion.
所以我的第二个建议是。
大家一起 do ready, one, two, three.
玩电子游戏或电话游戏，一起开始，一起结束。
Oh, what does that say?
一起。
一起玩。
一起开始。
结束。What?
结束
Yeah. Let's read in English. Play a video game or a phone game together and stop together. They need to see that we know how to stop with them. Hey, this is fun. We're playing that. I don't like phone games. What's going to push on phone games? But I'll play it for my children so that they're not like cavemen, right? 我自己个人不打电动。But 我也不要我的孩子像住在一个 cave 里面完全不知道这样东西我一起跟他们打啊好好玩哦好15分钟呢 15 minutes We said 15 minutes Right? Right daddy Okay Oh so fun though right? Yeah I don't want to stop right? Yeah I don't want But 15 minutes Should we stop? Yeah daddy that's the rule Okay let's stop together
所以如果我们事先说好15分钟那么即使是到时候玩得很、
yeah.
很愉快不想结束也一定要再试
And then now I said let's go outside
然后我们就出去
Let's work all of our body Not just our fingers
让筋骨能够活动
All right. Number three
第三
Say this
电话
Okay Check in the phones at night That is a rule that I have in our house this Chinese might not be right, is it right?
晚上没收电话
Yeah, 没收 That's the right word Okay, that's the right word 没收 Okay
晚上没收电话
So this is, I don't know what it says, but it's 没收 Okay, so every night The 17-year-old who stayed in my house, he knew By 10 o'clock, your phone has to be checked in And there's a charging cord, you charge it there And if I pass, okay对不对？所以这个青少年知道住在我们家十点钟之前，你一定要把电话已经没收放在那里了。OK， 不是没收，就是把它就把它
充电
，whatever， right？ Put it there， and I will check。OK， I'm nice， I'm very nice。If I see the phone， good。OK， it's in the room， it's not in his room， it's in the room。OK， where you checking in？ 有几次 ，sometimes。I didn't see it, 不在。Hey! The phone is not checked in! Oh my god, sorry. They need to know. 如果你没有把它放进去的时候，第二天 you should lose the phone. That's how...
如果他在晚上在预定的时间没有把电话交回来，那么他第二天就不能再用手机。
That's called what? Enforcing the rules.
这就是所谓的执行。
他们都知道
规定。
他们都知道 ，they know， 爸爸是很开心的 ，Daddy's a happy dad。But when you cross the line， when you break the rule， Daddy becomes a mean bear。
虽然爸爸平常都很和蔼可亲， okay. 但是一旦犯了规，他就会变得很严厉。
Okay. 第四 ，OK。Eat one meal a day together.
每天全家一起吃一顿饭。
If you know me, I always say this for all families.
如果你认识我的话，我总是这么对每个家庭都这么说。
Two frees, device free.
然后呢，在用饭的时候不可以使用电子油器。
And lecture free.
而且父母也不在饭桌上教训孩子。
Dinner is not for 教训。
所以晚饭不是教训的时机。
Dinner time is a time to enjoy each other.
晚饭是让全家在一起享受的时机。
We always have dinner together as a family.
我们在我家，我们总是全家人在一起吃晚饭。
We hold hands to pray.
我们拉着手，彼此拉着手，先做祷告。
And every night at dinner.
每天晚上吃晚饭的时候
I ask them three questions.
我问他们三个问题
And everybody takes turns to share.
每一个人就轮流说
What today made you sad?
今天有什么事让你难过
What today made you mad?
今天有什么事让你生气
And what today made you glad?
今天有什么事让你高兴
Every night, I ask my children that, the whole family.
每天晚上吃晚饭的时候，我都这么问我的孩子。
Everybody has to share.
每一个人都得说。
Even mommy and me.
父母也得说。
And we really start to talk and laugh and feel for each other.
所以我们就开始谈话，开始开怀的笑，也开始对彼此有更深的认识。
Number five, communicate with your children.
跟你的孩子沟通。
Do you want to know how to communicate with your children?
你要不要知道怎么样跟你的孩子沟通?
Even if you have a cultural and a language gap?
即使你跟你孩子之间可能有文化或者语言上的障碍。
Do you want to know?
你想要知道吗?
Do you want to know?
Yes!
Okay, come back tomorrow, because my wife...
就请你明天再回来，因为我的太太明天要跟你们分享。
All right. So, which one of these suggestions do you think is the hardest for the parents? What's the hardest one?
你认为对父母来说哪一个建议实施起来最困难？
Eating a meal together, device free.
Number five.
Communication is hard. Number two, I think that's hard too. Very hard for me. What else?
Number four.
Number four, yeah. It takes a lot of work to have dinner with no phones and to actually talk to one another, don't they? And no lectures, okay? See, we need wisdom to parent our children.
我们需要用智慧来教养儿女。
You need to have wise limits.
我们需要有智慧的设限。
You need to have wise modeling.
我们需要有智慧的当孩子。
And that's just one part.
而这些只是以智慧教养儿女的一个部分而已。
That's one part of being a wise parent.
那只是一个部分而已。
So, listen to this.Right here, 我们一起来读一下 Let's just read in Chinese, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
孩子们，要听父亲的教训，留心学习哲理，因为我授予你们的是美好的学问。我教诲你们的父亲。
Keep going, I know, right?
我在我父亲面前还是小孩子，在我父亲面前是独一的教导他的时候，父亲教导我，对我说，你的心要持守我的话。你要遵守我的诫命，就会有存活。要遵守智慧规则的律，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的话。
See, this is a proverb saying you need to get wisdom.
这是从圣经箴言第四章第一到第五节。
You want your child to have wisdom.
你自己要有智慧，你也要。让你的孩子
so then you need wisdom.
所以你为了你的让你的孩子有智慧，你自己
parenting
要有智慧。
Hard.
教养儿女不容易。
Just we only talk about technology tonight. Parenting is hard.
我们今天谈的不过是科技上的造成的问题而已。 其实还有很多。
Where do you find wisdom?
那么你从哪儿可以找到智慧？
Where do you get this help to be a parent?
你在哪儿可以得到帮助？
Wisdom comes from God's word.
智慧从神的话。
And it comes when you have a relationship, a true relationship with Him.
还有与神建立关系而来。
That relationship comes from faith that Jesus Christ died for all the bad things that you've done.
而这种关系的基础是相信主耶稣基督为我们舍命。
Then you have connection with God.
你接受他，你就跟神建立了关系。
Because the Lord, only the Lord gives true wisdom.
因为只有主，只有神能给人智慧。
And the only way to get wisdom is the fear of Him.
而要得到这个智慧，首先我们需要敬畏耶和华。
Thank you.
谢谢。